Palestinianization of Blacks in the United States by Kerry Shacabona Marshall. With more than 3 weeks of brutal Israeli ground attacks, Israel and the Palestinians have entered yet another temporary ceasefire in this latest conflict. How long this ceasefire will last is anyone's guess. The fact of the matter is, the Israeli government and Palestinian people have been in armed conflict since before the European World War II, for nearly 75 years now. Their war is an ongoing one. In addition to their ongoing war, the Israeli government have stolen most of the Palestinian people's lands, have colonized the Palestinians, and have regulated them to reservations under a racist Israeli apartheid system, have transformed the Palestinians' Gaza Strip and West Bank lands into the largest open-air prison in the world, have subjected the Palestinians to domestic capitalism and used them as a source of exploitable, cheap labor force inside Israel, have occupied Palestinian lands with military patrols, checkpoints, drones, and weapons provided by the USA's very own Pentagon, have mass incarcerated Palestinians in Israeli prisons, and have, with wanton cruelty, killed Palestinian men, women, and children in their homes and streets as if Palestinian life has no worth. The Palestinians have responded to such demonic behavior and treatment with stiff resistance. Similarly, the United States of America treatment of black people, its so-called citizens, are nearly identical to how the Israelis treat the Palestinian people. The U.S. government stole about 2 million acres of land from black people since 1865. The U.S. subjected black people to a racist American apartheid system, commonly called Jim Crow, from about 1880 to the 1970s. The U.S. continues to impose an American-style racial caste system against black people that prevents collective economic empowerment and social equality. The U.S. majority Anglo-American government does not give voice to nor address the collective issues of the minority black people as a porous governmental system would provide, which has transformed black people into a permanent underclass whose rights only exist when in the interest of the majority. The U.S. have domestically colonized black people in the inner colonies of urban and rural American cities. The U.S., under domestic capitalism, dominate and exploit black people as a source of cheap labor, especially in its prison systems. The U.S. occupy black communities with militarized police forces, and the Pentagon provides police forces with surplus military equipment of helicopters, drones, and Bearcat armored personnel carriers to use against black people. The U.S. mass incarcerate black people, and unarmed black males are murdered by killer cops in the streets at will. What we have going on here in America is an ongoing counterinsurgency war by the dominant, majoritarian Anglo-American U.S. government against the minority black peoples. What we have here is the Palestinianization of blacks in the United States. I am Shacabona, speaking from SCI Rockview Prison in Bellefonte, PA, and thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.